You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, New Ham, testing the repeater. KFTS, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
ADFR, listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8FU. Hogwash.
Wild boar wash. How am I making it into the system? I'm guessing okay, because I'm not far from the Warren receiver. Groovy.
Alright, there we go. My radio was in scan and I was like, oh, I'm not keying up on the right one.
Just out and about doing a little grocery shopping and just heading back to the house now, so I thought it'd be a good time to go shopping. Wasn't the worst, but wasn't the best either.
Yeah, I'm helping Adam and Drake with something, so I just did that, and then gave him a weather report, waiting to see what the girls want to do. Do they want to go up to Frankenmuth or what, or Bertram?
Funny how there was a time not terribly long ago, I'd say, oh, Birch Run, what time? And I'd flare up there on a dime. Nowadays, home's right there. Yeah, I'm going to go there.
Well, what's kind of neat is they got up north, there's a Google sheet with all the handy locations all around northern lower, and they're doing time, temperature, snow, wind conditions, and it's all going into a Google sheet that the NWS has open as well. So they're like reading reports and putting it into a Google Sheet, and then that's getting opened up and viewed by NWS for their, so they can see the data to help keep track of all the reports coming in.
Sounds like a wiener.
It's like Oxcom doing Oxcom things on Oxcom channels.
As John over here likes to say, it's a Christmas miracle.
You know, because all Oxcom is a checkmark box for the EM.
That's how you get paid. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm just coming up on my street here. Good. So, I might have one more. Or not.
All right. I think I should go upstairs and hit the head. See what's going on. Oh, yes.
Alrighty, catch you later. I'm just backing in the driveway. W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Number 6, Mike Tango, standing by and listening. Mike Tango, standing by and listening. On Lark.
Mike Tango, I think you said you're on the Lark, but you're not.
November 6, Mike Tango. Sorry about that. Got it mislabeled here on the old 7100. Where are we at here?
Look, it looks like you're coming into
7-8,
so you're coming into
7. Okay, appreciate it. Just driving home from church and thought I'd turn you in. Haven't talked down here in a while. Thought I'd give it a shot. At least I know it's working. We'll work on that.
Yep, no worries. You're on the Central Michigan and Emergency Network. The MI2 VHF network, so if you go to WCMN.net, you'll see the frequencies and all that are tied here together.
Okay, copy that. Well, I'll let you go. I'm going to get in a spot here where I'm going to lose the repeater anyway, so anyways, you take care. Appreciate you coming back. The N6MMT, be clear in your funnel.
Yep, take care. WCMN.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
KSAFEF is this frequency in use.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KFAFTS, this is a test.
Yes, this is a test.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA, FTF, monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFA, FTF, this is a test. KFA, FTF, this is a test.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Readable with it, over. Larry. Welcome back to Michigan, Joe. In fact, it's good readable there. I understand any chance on your side. And here's the new style of AF. I think you're right there now, but you are readable. Anyone else listening to section, please call now. Are there any relays?
Okay, Jamie D, go ahead.
Can you please handle that call, please?
Well, this is KJBD, Assistant Net Control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Anyone wishing to check into the Michigan ARPS CNET, please call now, KJBD. D-O-N, K-J-B-D, nothing heard.
Okay, Roger, we got 10 on the roster to start, so we'll go ahead and we'll get rolling with that. I don't know why the hospital is coming in terms of on the week ahead of the schedule. There is one schedule event for the KDRC activated this morning, basically, in response to the weather that's going on, and District 7, District 8 is knowing what's coming in the next couple of days ahead. To look at the weather radar map, it doesn't look pretty. With that, they are level 3, which means monitor and assess, and we've got the intentions of going out to that. So, always it happens, if you're in those areas, stay warm and dry and healthy. Y'all should do that all over the state anyway. My understanding is we got some thunderstorms on the lower part of the state today as well, so that might be keeping the people off there. Let's go next to KAJBD, followed by NAOBU. Jim, how are things in Washington?
KDON, and the best is KJBD. His name is Jim. He's here for Washtenaw County. Well, we're just sort of keeping an eye out on the weather here, see if there's going to be any storms or high weather. We dodged a bullet last week. That was good. Let's see if anybody else got any problems, but we were under a watch, but never went into a warning, so that's always good. This Saturday, we had our Taiwan training from NWF in person at Pioneer High School. We had over 120 people there. That was good. And so we actually picked up, since I was sort of peeking over the emergency manager Ben's shoulder with his permission. And so we had actually several brand new call signs coming in that I didn't recognize, of course. That's always good. Anyway, things are sort of hanging in there. Hope everybody's having a good day. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
Yes, the weather, we're just going to keep an eye on it. We have winter weather advisories overnight here. We were going to have 3 to 4 inches of snow overnight, and then some freezing rain and some sleet and some dirt and some grass, and then some rain later we're going to be using. That's all we've had about maybe an inch or so of really wet air.
All right, I don't have no input. I hope everybody makes it through the storm tonight well. I wish everybody well. Everybody take care. I got a bit of stuff going in my life. I don't know how much longer I'll be around here, but all right, take care. NAOBU.
Excuse me. All right, Mike, thank you. I help you from the yesterday, CBA customer for the AWRO. Hey, John, what's going on the other side of town?
Oh, very good. How are you, Max? Good afternoon, everybody on the net. We had a little bit of snow overnight. I hate to say, but this is crazy compared to what we normally see in the spring. So maybe one last garden for the snow, which would have been 18 or something. That's
Hi guys, your name is the barge was trying to move this stuff a little distance. Winds are a steady 25 miles an hour, gusts are up to 40. They expect this to keep going, possibly another foot tonight, so we'll just have to see how that goes. So, yeah, it's not over by any means. This is one that's probably going to be in the hiccups, but everything's here, so okay so far. Two of them, a battery charge.
WA4MLD, Ray in South Warren. And if you find that out, let me know. I couldn't find them either. WA4MLD.
WA4MLD, thanks very much. Yeah, I'm looking at getting some HF equipment soon, but I wanted to find out what the main frequency of that net was in the event when I do get the HF equipment that I can use, I would be able to participate because probably receive a little better on the main frequency, but anyway, that was interesting. This is KO4ROY.
Yeah, I tried the usual places and came up empty. There's a big contest going on in Wisconsin, kind of wiped out everything here. Have a good day. The winds are coming back, but I don't think it'll be so bad this time, so Have a good one, WA4, Mike Lima Delta. I'm down just north of Detroit. Over.
Yeah, roger on that. I'm in Lansing, so so far so good here. But okay, I'm going to go ahead and clear, and I'll monitor every now and again and see how things go. This is KO4 ROY. We'll be clear.
NACAF to the two gentlemen who are wondering what the original main transmit frequency of the Michigan ARPSC net is. That frequency is 3.932 megahertz.
Okay, thank you. I tuned all around on 840 and 75 and couldn't separate that out from the noise and the CQers and all of that, so Thanks a lot, Tom. Wonder if there's some way they could, you know, like post it on a website or something when they move so we know. But I can hear fine on the link, WA4MLD, and thanks.
You're welcome. That actual frequency actually is posted on a website. It is the Macomb County ARPSC website, found at macombarpsc.org. And when you look under the net, you will find on Sunday night the Michigan ARPSC net starts at 5 o'clock, and the original transmit frequency is listed there as well. Along with the fact that it gets linked through the Central Michigan MI1 and MI2 networks. So anyways, WA4MLD, I hope that answers all of your questions. This is NACAF, Clear Monitoring, after your final.
Yeah, thank you. I think there was just so much general racket today. I just couldn't pick them out of the noise there. But that's a very unusual situation. Never had it quite that bad before. Wisconsin guys were really pounding in here. So thanks again. I appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of the day. WA4MLD in South Warren, just north of Detroit.
73 is to you, sir. NACAF, just south of Mount Clemens. Clear and monitoring.
AF.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.